Guess what I got?
What?
A whiskey. A world whiskey.
A world whiskey.
Yep.
Shocker.
Let's episode just get 54. Right to it. 54?
Yeah. Wait, is this...
Oh, yeah, episode 54. Yeah.
This is Irish, huh?
Nope. Guess the country. Give you three guesses, and I'm going to give you one hint. It is unexpected.
I know the bottle.
Yeah.
It's like the something W something.
Close.
It's like two initials, right? Two letters.
Yeah, M and H Distillery.
Yeah, M and H. There we go. Not W.
M and H Distillery.
For some reason, I thought they were Irish.
I got a bowl with it. Looks like a bee. No, not Irish.
Is this a honey?
Well, we'll find out. I haven't tasted this in a long time.
A bowl that looks like a bee. Why would they put a bee pattern on a bowl?
Don't know. It's a single malt.
Okay.
46%.
All right.
There is no information. Oh, the only information is it's kosher.
Oh,
that's
gotcha.
A hint right there.
Gotcha.
It's kosher, non-chill filtered, natural color, 46%. Our classic single malt whiskey is made using the finest ex-bourbon casks and our special red wine STR casks.
Okay.
Giving it finished. A light and balanced character matured under the blank sun.
Gotcha.
That's the city that they're talking about.
So where are they out of? Country?
Tel Aviv, Israel.
Wow. Okay.
That's what drew me to it. I'm like, wow, you never hear of anything coming.
I see some of the offerings at Ray's.
Yeah, now you see them all over the place. This is kind of a new... Oh. I bought this... Oh. I think I bought this on our first trip to...
Kentucky?
Kentucky, yeah.
Wow, okay.
So this is a long time ago. It's the first time I saw it. I went to a Total Wine down there where they had stuff that they don't have here. And I saw this. I'm like, huh. Tel Aviv.
Oh, that smells good. I like the nose. Honeysuckle.
Clean, yes. Light and fruity. Very clean. Delicate. Soft.
M&H Classic.
The M&H Classic. Now, they have other ones. Like, finished.
Yeah.
And, but I just... Got to grab the classic because you know me.
Yeah.
I want the...
You're a classic guy.
I want the traditional stuff. Like Auchentoshan Classic. That is such great scotch if you can find it. And it's their cheapest offering.
But they don't make it anymore, right?
They make it. It's on their website. So.
Oh. Just can't get it here.
I can't find it here, yeah.
I wonder if you could get it specially ordered, though. If you thought to a liquor store. Because why not?
That's a great idea. There is something unique about this. There is a,
I'm getting some melon.
Almost like, yeah, like a
cantaloupe.
Unique fruit. Can't quite put my finger on it.
No age statement on this either.
No.
Huh. I don't know.
It's coming to me. This is definitely like something I've had before. No, it's like a real fruit or something.
Is it like the, didn't we do Auchentoshan 21?
Yeah.
It's kind of similar to that.
Yeah, light and fruity.
I'm not saying that it's...
46% seems to be right. I mean, yeah. It's...
Not saying that's exactly like it, because that's a 20-year... 21-year-old product, but has some type of similarity. Is in the same...
I want to say, like, wax lips. You ever chew on those?
Yeah,
the candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a waxiness to
it? It's like the aftertaste is waxy.
Huh. I can't... I don't know if that's it exactly, but... It's nice. Now, this is in the $40 range.
Okay. Not bad.
I don't... It's been a while, so I don't really remember. I remember being like, okay, that's reasonable.
Man, there's so much whiskey in the world, man. You can't even keep up with it anymore.
No.
Like, we haven't even reviewed, like, Paul John yet, the Indian whiskey.
Right? I know.
I usually...
Plus, I have stuff from Taiwan.
Oh, really? Yeah, you do. I want to go to Taiwan.
There is a lot to keep up with, that's for sure. Now, does this compete with malts from the UK?
I think it can, depending on what it's competing with in the UK whiskeys.
Right.
That $40 realm or whatever.
Yeah. Like a Bushmills 10.
Oh, yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or what? What's the lower Akatoshin?
Yeah, that classic. It was like, I paid $22 a bottle for that stuff.
Yeah, but that's probably better than this. But what's their little product now that you could get here?
The American.
Yeah, the American. They probably can compete with that.
Yeah.
Glenmorangie 10-year, maybe?
Sure. Another classic that I just have not bought in a long time, and I need to.
So nice and buttery.
Is the Glenfiddich 10. That is just...
I love the 14, man. That 14 is good.
Yeah. But the 10 is just like the Ardbeg 10. It's... They nailed it. They got some gold.
When's the last time you had the 14, though?
Oh, a couple years, probably.
Man, that 14
is... 2 or 3 years ago.
That 14 is... Whatever that means.
Is that the blue box?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like buttery.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Now I'm in the mood for popcorn. After dinner. I'm going to have some popcorn after dinner. If you guys have some. I want popcorn.
We can make some.
Yeah, I want popcorn now. Wow.
I would say they got a classic on their hands.
Know any more details about this? Because it's not transparent at all. It really doesn't say anything.
I have a box. Let me grab the box. Maybe there's something...
There's something on the box.
Let's see here. It's got its tasting notes and aromas. Damn. Okay, Israel's first whiskey distillery. Take true passion for single malt whiskey, add boldness and cutting edge innovation, mix it with uncompromising commitment to craftsmanship and tradition, and you get the malt, the M&H distillery. Established under the guidance of the late Dr. Jim Swan, we built a team of enthusiastic people who make everything possible. The classic single malt whiskey is our core range release. Aged in the finest selection of ex-bourbon and red wine, STR casks, which I don't know.
STR casks. I don't know what that means.
A smooth, balanced, and surprisingly complex spirit, exemplifying the hot climate maturation of vibrant Tel Aviv. Get set to discover a new world of whiskey. Well, I wouldn't say a new world of whiskey. I mean, but there is that unique character. It does
have
something about it.
SCR cast.
Yeah,
STR stands for scraped or shaved, toasted, and recharred, and indicates that the cask has undergone rejuvenation by having its staves shaved down and then recharred, rather than denoting that a cask previously held another alcohol. It advises that the cask was rejuvenated using a very specific process pioneered by the well-known, now deceased, whiskey expert, Dr. Jim Swan. While rejuvenation is also the term used when a exhausted cask deemed unfit for use is treated for reuse. In this context, the cask is not exhausted, but in fact, comparatively new.
Right. Because you're not going to really pick up on a lot of what was in it before.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're scraping it down to the bare wood.
Well, now we know what STR cast means.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can get that toasted concept now when I just read it, when I nosed it. Buttery toast. Huh. Okay.
A little bit of spice. Spicy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the finish.
Price.
I'm going to say $47 range. I don't really remember.
Okay.
I remember it was like, never heard of it. Price is right. Grab a bottle. Yeah. But that was, you know, 2 years, 2.5, 3 years ago, almost now. Let's see. The tasting notes. Gentle vanilla sweetness followed by light oak and floral notes. Something about the floral part of it is what I'm picking up here. Light body, vanilla, caramel, and honey sweetness. Balanced by oak notes and light black pepper spiciness. Finish. Short but delicate. The notes linger in the palate for a while with a nice light spiciness.
Yeah, they're not wrong about that.
I'm getting that.
Yeah, so under 50, 45 to 50 is what I'm seeing.
Yeah, and it's, you know, malts go, that's low end.
Yeah, that's low end.
I've got lower.
Okay. I think I'm ready for my rating.
What do you think?
83.
Solid. Yeah. I haven't even thought of a number. Yeah, this is definite low 80s. 82, I'm gonna say.
Yeah, nothing to.
Yeah, I'd buy it again.
Oh, yeah, yeah. For the price?
And if I was in Tel Aviv and I couldn't get some of my go-tos, I'd buy this.
Yeah.
Hands down. Yeah.
Good job, M&H. For sure.
Curious to see what they do with their other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is like a blank canvas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
A little spice, some vanilla.
Yeah, they're
youthful.
They're entry level.
Yeah.
Whiskey.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah, that was a good low end deal. M&H. Now I can say that I have had it.
I didn't even put a drop of water in.
I know. I don't think you needed to, though.
No.
You could put a little drop in mine, too.
Yeah.
And rinse mine out.
Rinse yours out.
Because I have the high end.
Oh, yeah. Can't have that M&H. Something tells me you went big with this one.
I don't know.
Because we've been doing a lot of weird stuff, and you're like, finally, I get to do this.
I wouldn't say weird.
Well, we've been doing odds and ends.
Yeah, I mean,
weird in the fact that it's like stuff people aren't going to really see, you know?
Well, I will say this one is a one of one.
Ah.
Because it's a single barrel.
Oh.
So, you're familiar with Silbox, the website that I talk about quite a lot.
Not only am I familiar with them, I get emails from them every day, it seems.
Really?
Like.
You gotta all order something. You gotta order something from there. So what I bring to you,
Well, just a minute. Silbox. Put a scotch or two in there once in a while.
They have some compass box in there, like single barrels.
I haven't read anything that just says scotch to me. And I always look at the titles.
Oh, you gotta type it in, man. Type in compass box. They got some single barrels.
I know they have. I know they do sell scotches, but and American malts too. I mean,
yeah, that
yeah.
One that we reviewed from North Carolina was oh my gosh, that was up there. That might be the second best whiskey that we've reviewed after the Spring Bank. Huh. It might be a tie for one and one because that was crazy.
The small bottle, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, Nulu.
Ah.
So, Prohibition Craft and Spirits. Me and my wife went there. Before you guys met up in Kentucky.
They're in that town, right?
Yeah, they're in Louisville. Yeah. And what they call the... Man, what did they call that little district? But they're in downtown Louisville. Whatever it's called. So, anyway, Silbox did
kind of fading in the mists of time.
Yeah. There's a trendy word for it. Uh-huh. I can't remember what it's called. And we stayed there.
Yeah, it was like a historic district.
Yes, it was a name for it.
A lot of those houses were old.
But neither here or there. Which was a crazy experience at the house.
What, going in the basement?
Or just...
Oh, that cooking, the grilling in the
backyard. Yeah, you're like, man, nice house from the outside. And it was a nice house on the inside. But it just wasn't fully equipped as we thought it was going to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with the... Have you ever seen a Tesla just abandoned? That was weird.
Yeah.
A Tesla that was not driven whatsoever.
Just parked
and
left.
Just parked
outside
for a while. You could tell it was all dirty, burr pooped all on it. Weird. Weird. So if you're in the Louisville area and you see a Tesla in the backyard that doesn't look driven in a while, I wouldn't say not get that house, but at the same time, not get that house for your Airbnb.
I still liked it though.
It was some weird stuff that happened afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, they were trying to frame the people that actually booked the house. I don't know if you heard that story.
What do you mean?
Like
after
we Deanna left? Got some
bad reviews. Yes,
it was weird. It was so weird.
Yeah, they wanted her to take down what she said.
Yeah. Right?
I remember that.
They didn't have a grill.
Yeah.
And then,
before
we get to the whiskey, we have to tell you this.
Did we tell the story
already? No, I don't think we did.
Oh, okay.
We might have. We may maybe just blocked it from our memory. But I think they actually called you, right?
Yeah, I talked to her.
Trying to get a grill or something, and she would pay for it and all that stuff, and then it just...
So we made a plan to go down there.
Uh-huh.
And we were like, okay, what are the amenities? I mean, what is our plan? Like, are we going to bring food, you know? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's bring steaks one day and do steak dinner, you know, and we'll just...
And it could have been our fault, too, because when you look at this house, you're like, no way this place does not have a grill.
No.
They
listed a charcoal grill.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, great. We got a charcoal grill. Get down there with our cooler full of steaks.
No grill.
No grill. What are you going to do?
I mean, we have an oven, but we're like, no, we want to.
We made it work. That was part of the adventure. We made it work.
Best steaks ever, though.
And they turned out great.
They turned out great. I'm not going to tell you what we did to improvise, but we made something happen, and it worked out.
Reverse seared. So I think that's what it's called, where you get it warm in the oven at a low temperature, like 150, for like 40 minutes. So it's not really cooked, but it's close
to cooked.
And then you go on a high heat where the flame's just scorching, and you sear it real good and get a nice crust.
I will get that house again, I think, to Dylan's point. But if you're going to say that you have the amenities, have the amenities.
That was a big problem.
And I thought me and my wife, because they had multiple rooms, because we had, four couples?
Yeah.
And I thought that we had the worst room, because we had, like, the add-on edition room. But we had a bathroom in our room.
Yeah.
And then the other three upstairs, you guys had to share a bathroom, right?
I'm pretty sure Terrell and I were the two couples that had the worst rooms. Because the other one was the master bedroom with a really nice bathroom.
Yeah. And we looked at that room, and I was like, oh, man, me and Emily got the crappy room.
But you know what we did was a great idea. Don't pick out your room. Draw straws or whatever.
Which we did. Yeah. We picked and out then whoever hat, picks it out.
We picked the rooms out of a
you
hat.
You just deal
and
with
that's,
it.
That's what we get.
Yep.
And that was the best way to do it. Because then you're not like, well, you know, I'm paying for my share and I get the worst room.
Yeah. And it worked out for me and them because we had a bathroom downstairs. And it was great.
Yeah.
Well, to that point, to lead up to what I'm talking about, Prohibition Crafts down in Louisville. Me and my wife did a tour there before we met with everyone. The rest of the couples from that story. We went there earlier on in the week before everyone met up on Thursday, I do believe. And Sillbox, they did a pick. And Nulu, which they call their whiskey, Prohibition Craft, they love to do MGP whiskey and finish it. They do a ton of finishes. They have an apple brandy finish that I love at high proof. They have a honey finish at high proof, and they have toasted products at high proof, double oak, you name it. But Sillbox, that I love, they did a pick with Prohibition Craft with the Nulu product, and they did a toasted honey barrel bourbon, which we have today that we're going to review as my high end.
Nice.
And I'm telling you, it should have made my whiskey list of the year, but we only did 5. If it was my top 10, I would have put it on there. Now, once I pour this, I will give you the details.
What's the percentage?
116.
No, percentage.
Oh, 58.
58, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So this was finished in that barrel from, I don't know how long it was finished in a toast. They might have just developed it in a toasted barrel and then finished it in a honey barrel for 9 months. As you can tell. Actually, I think I short myself on the pour. Now, I love Prohibition Craft and Spirits. I know they source, but man, they do amazing stuff with the MGP whiskey, which a lot of people do.
This is MGP?
Yep. Yeah. Or Ross and Squibb, which no one ever says it, but I don't know. I will say this is probably one of the best honey barrels I had in my life. Mm. And I like honey barrel whiskeys, and I had my share of them. But this right here, having it toasted, whoo!
Yeah.
Up there.
Yeah, I'm loving this nose. There's no heat on this nose at all.
Mm-mm.
How much?
130. So that's why it's my high end. Plus, it's a 101 because they picked it.
Yeah.
So if someone single else picks barrel. One, it might be different.
Yeah. When you got a good barrel.
Yeah, because I see other ones that people pick that were a toasted honey barrel was probably finished 6 months. This one's a 9 month. So, 3 more months. And yes, I will buy another one.
Mm-hmm. When the time is right.
And for you, it being 2 inches down says a lot. Because you've been sipping.
Yeah. And other people have been over.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, that's...
Oh, that's up there, man. The honey on the finish. Honey for days. And then you get that toasted quality, too. Wow. It just soaks that honey all up.
I'm just getting a little oak now, but I didn't at first. It was like...
Now, as far as the whiskey, I have no idea how old it is. I'm thinking that it has to be 7 to 8 years or something. I don't know.
I believe that.
I loved it when I went there. They made good vodka. They made good rum. They made good tequila. I'm assuming all that sort of stuff is sourced, but they do it very well. Wish we never got to go there.
What do they have there then? Storage?
Like they're just aging everything? Bunch of barrels.
Yep. Aging everything, okay. Mm-hmm. Huh. This is almost like a perfume quality to this.
Mm-hmm. Nice little musk. Man, I just smell honey, man.
Gosh. Yeah, maybe that's the flower, you know, the part.
Honey nut Cheerios. A boozy honey nut Cheerios.
Reminds me of an old lady's perfume. Like when I was a kid, the old ladies would wear. Yeah, honey, man, you can taste the honey.
Man, that is great.
All right, let's go for a little water, half a teaspoon, maybe a little more. Let's see what happens. Finished bourbons.
Love them.
Now, you could almost call it blending, you know? Mm-hmm. Because it's like...
Almost.
You're taking a whiskey and then... Definitely adding a bunch more character. It's not subtle.
I mean, who thought of the idea of finishing it in a... Well...
Scotch. It must have been started with scotch because they're like...
But as far as like...
all these wine barrels, we can use these. And sherry.
Doing the whole maple and honey thing. Was it the companies? Like the honey and maple companies that are like, hey, let's finish... Probably... That's how it started.
I didn't even know honey was finishing stored in barrels.
Oh, yeah. There's honey companies that will put their honey in a bourbon barrel.
It's Con 360.
Mm-hmm. The list just goes on and on because the honey company was like, hey, let's finish this in a honey barrel. Or, I mean, in a bourbon barrel. And then that... Bourbon barrel company was like, you know what? Let's take that barrel bag and finish our whiskey and that used bourbon that you put your honey in, and then they're done with it. And then a brewery would be like, hey, can we use that barrel that was first a bourbon barrel, and then the honey company put the honey in the bourbon barrel, and then you put your bourbon back in that honey barrel, and now we're going to put our stout in here. And then they could be like, you know what? Is that barrel still good? Can we put that bourbon in that stout barrel now? It's just never ending, man.
What is it called? STP? Not STP.
STR.
STR? They can STR it.
The honey is all over in this glass, man.
Yeah, it is.
We're sipping out of Glencairn's. Wow. Honey for days.
This is what you make your hot toddy with.
There you go. A very expensive hot toddy. $130 whiskey.
Well, you want to get better, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Wow. This is great.
Yeah. You can taste and smell the honey. It's like... It's almost, and it's not more like honey than...
It's bourbon. Not even like cough syrup.
No.
It's not like it's a liqueur.
The flowery part of
it's
the
like
honey.
It's like so natural. Like natural honey.
Yeah. It's interesting that honey can range all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Totally dependent on which flowers the bees go to.
Mm-hmm.
So now, I made a mead once. And I'm like, there's a local honey store here that sells all kinds of honeys. And I had no idea that there was kinds of honeys. I just thought honey was honey. But I forget the berry, but it was a particular berry. And
for the mead.
And I want to say it was like black raspberries bushes or something. Yeah, for the mead.
Yeah. It's either blackberries or rosenberries, usually. For meads.
It turned, because I thought, I'll use this dark looking honey that this particular berry bush. Like, oh, it's going to be really great. And it was terrible.
Really?
Turned out terrible, yeah.
Are you into meads?
No.
You're not?
No. But I was into brewing at the time. You know, I was making homebrew and
I'm going to change that for you.
No. Now, store-bought meads, who knows what they know what they're doing? Yeah, I like a good mead. As long as it's not too sweet. I like it a little on the dry side.
I like the high-end stuff, man. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's Amon has. People come from all over to try.
I bought some.
Hmm.
I opened one last weekend. Gone.
Is it super sweet? No?
It's just right.
Okay.
I have two more bottles. Well, that was a store pick one. So, not to get off track here. But he did one with Schramm's out of Michigan. So, they used his Eagle Rare barrel and put their mead in that barrel.
Mm-hmm.
And he sold it. It's called Black Agnes. Bourbon Barrel Age. Black Agnes. I opened it for the first time last week. Gone in the same day. That's how good it was.
Wow.
I mean, they come in 375.
It's a small bottle.
But I have a Pips, and then I have another Pips.
What's the proof?
Is
it like 40? No, not 40.
No. They're like 14%. No,
it's not distilled. It's...
Yeah,
they're like wine.
Yeah, they're like 14%ers. Mm-hmm. Very good. Yeah. So, your rating deal.
Okay, let's get serious now.
MGP whiskey, toasted.
Unique character for sure.
Finishing honey.
Flower. I was like clover.
Mm-mm-mm.
There's a definite perfume side to this.
Wow, this is good. Mm-hmm. This is up there for my honey barrels, for sure. I will pay $130 again for this.
I'm going to say this is right in the 84 range for me.
84?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's expensive.
I'm not mad at that. But yeah.
It's got it, but it just doesn't have it for me. Mm-hmm. That's what I give it.
For a single barrel whiskey?
Like, Amberana.
Yeah.
That wasn't my thing either. It was unique, you know, but it wasn't my thing.
We're going to have to review that next time.
Yeah, I'll definitely not give up on it.
Now they have a new one that's been finished.
Starlight?
Yep. That's been finished in rum and also Amarana.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's a new thing, Aldil. I'm going to give it... I'm giving it a 90 because I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Because when this is your jam, they nailed it. This barrel, single barrel, is great. I mean, it's not hot at all for being
158%,
you said?
Yep.
No, it's not hot at all.
Yeah, old Nulu. I mean, I've been wanting to review them for a while now.
No.
But I was just waiting for the right time to review them.
What do they make as far as like their... If I were to walk into Total Wine and buy... Can you even buy it at Total Wine?
Nulu? Yeah. They're not distributed here.
Oh, really?
Actually, I take that back. They have their toasted products here. And then their straight bourbon here.
Okay.
I've seen it at Amon's and I've seen it at Reeves.
So they're straight bourbon. That's their classic bourbon? Okay.
That's what I will say.
What do you think of that?
That's decent, but I tried it at the bar, but I have a toasted.
Mm.
Just a strictly toasted.
Right.
And then I have a double oak bourbon from them. And then also a double oaked rye from them, mm-hmm. which we got a review.
Huh. Double oaked.
I love everything that they do so far. I am pleased with them.
Well, should we call it quits? Anything else to say about it?
Yeah, we're going to end this whole podcast tonight.
No more podcasts after this. We're calling it quits.
Whoa.
No, I'm joking.
Man, we should have talked about this before we started.
I'm joking. No. We still have some more whiskey to cover. And,
Just a little.
Just a little.
We're going to get to it. We're two guys who love whiskey trying to cover it all.
Exactly.
You don't know.
The prior episode, like I said, the allocated stuff, I'm going to try my best, but I'm not going to be killing myself like I did before.
It's not worth it.
It is.
I mean, once in a while you get, like, you strike gold, right? You're like, sometimes I got this for MSRP and people are paying $800 for this bottle. Yeah, it's nice.
Sometimes you just got to... miss out.
Yeah.
Everyone has FOMO, fear of missing out. And I had that. And now I'm at to the point that, you know what?
Step over to the Scotch world.
Even that guy
that
was on about previous episode, he said that there's so many good stuff on the shelf.
Cool guy.
That had the crazy collection that we're talking about.
Yeah.
He said that himself.
Uh-huh.
He said there's so much good stuff on the shelf
that
competes with the allocated stuff, but many people just...
they want...
And he felt bad saying that because his collection, because they're all allocated stuff that he had in his collection.
But that was a good perspective, though.
But he did own up to it that there's a lot of stuff that competes with the stuff that I have.
I think that's why he brought that Glenmorangie out.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, this is on the shelf. They come out with it. It's seasonal or whatever. They come out with it once in a while. And it was great.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, 12-year-old, everyday Glenmorangie.
Can't get any better than that. So always, buy the good stuff that's on the shelf.
I tell you, the next whiskey I buy is going to be a Macallan. I'm going to just make a point of it.
Like, I got
the best selection?
I got the double cask, 12-year. I think you tried that. Before.
I want to go deep.
I'm gonna jump in. Discount has
15-year.
Like a 15.
If I can find one.
As far as Scotch import stuff, a Mines is probably the way to go.
Haven't been there in a long time.
Yeah.
It's about time.
But as far as the cheaper route,
total discount. Discount.
Because you're going to get the variety of Scotch at a decent price. Mm-hmm. Reyes, they got it, but sometimes the price may not be your...
Yeah.
But if you want to see something that you don't see all the time from Macallan, Amon is... He's the guy.
Coupon recently from four Reyes.
Uh-huh.
Spend $60 and you get $10 off. So I'm like, all right, I'll go there. But then everything they had is overpriced. Every one of their whiskeys is overpriced.
And well, I'm going to tell you this.
Okay, I'm basically paying regular price now.
When I said that I stopped my drought of buying stuff,
yeah,
Reyes just recently had a... You had to be on top of it because they announced it. They're going to have some discounted products that they needed to fly off the shelf. So,
okay.
I bought two whiskeys Thursday, or yesterday. 120 range, both of them, $40. And I have them with me today that we could try off the record.
$120 MSRP? Or that's
the going... Yeah, 114-ish. Yeah.
No kidding.
They had a major discount.
Okay, all right.
And I wanted those, and I felt like...
That's major
from what
discount.
I heard, I couldn't buy it at that price from the reviews. Like, people liked it, but they were like, over 100? But for $40?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a try.
That's a steal.
Mm-hmm.
So... Well, we're going to talk about that on another episode, what I bought. Yeah.
Did you open them yet?
I opened one when I was talking, FaceTiming you. Okay. And I'm going to open up the other one tonight. But that's our episode.
All right, everybody.
M&H, Nulu.
Keep those commercial offers coming, and we'll see you
later. We're sponsored by Nulu and M&H.